Hello, this is Elvira, and I welcome you to the Fruit Factory. The Fruit Factory is a prophecy and teaching ministry that is helmed by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. I am Elvira, his servant, on this field to get this work done. And today, I am going to be talking about the second part of the prophecy. It is a series of prophecy that is titled The Great Deception. I posted already on the blog parts 1 and 2, and I have posted also the audio of part 1. I highly encourage you to listen to the full series, and there are more prophecies that will be coming in this series. I have at least one of them, and that one could possibly be divided or separated into two parts. If you would like to know more about this prophecy, to read our prophecies, because there is always new information being released by the Holy Spirit, they all get published first and foremost on the blog, on the website, thefruitfactory.co. And then it may take me some time to record the audio, because what happens is that usually during the audio, the Holy Spirit will interject. He will have additional things to say, additional commentary. And I always make myself available for him to talk. If he has something to say, if he asks me to go and read a Bible verse, or if he wants to emphasize on something in the message, of course he will. So recording take a bit more of time. And it's best to do it in a serial way. Meanwhile, when I'm writing does take quite a lot of time, because you have to organize the text, you have to read, edit, you know, it is a long process. But the difference is you can write from anywhere, but you cannot record from anywhere. So, and also, this is a very important procedure in the publishing of prophecies, is that prophecies should be readable somewhere. There should be a platform where you can go and read. If your prophet does not have a platform where the prophecy is available in written form, you should be questioning yourself, questioning who it is that you are following. The only reason why the Bible is the Bible as we know it is because prophets recorded and documented the things that the Lord gave them to speak, to proclaim. So where is your prophet documenting what the Lord is telling them? Quite the opposite. Many prophets pride themselves in not needing to pray for long. I don't need that. I don't need a 5-hour prayers. I don't need to write, even writing it down. I have good memory. This is haughtiness, the spirit of pride, and the spirit of witchcraft. So, I'm just saying that. And also, I'm inviting you to go on the blog and to type into the search bar the litmus test. The litmus test is a very detailed teaching and prophecy that the Lord dictated to me. I wrote down what he dictated, and he dictated to me the exact process that you can use to test and gauge which prophet is real from him and which is a wizard or a witch. So, obviously, for some cases, you will have to go deeper into it, won't you? You will have to go deeper. You will have to pray. You will have to get the official answer of the Holy Spirit to tell you okay, this is my son, this is my daughter, or not, because as the title of this prophecy mentions, we are in an age of great deception. Great, immense deception. I mean, it is going to get so hard, harder and harder, especially as the Lord is cleansing and removing the obviously fake prophets and teachers and so forth. It is going to get harder and harder to be able to say, okay, this is a false prophet, or this is a true prophet of God. So you need to be sharpening those spiritual senses. So do go and check that out, please. It is for your own education. And the Lord is taking time out of his very busy days to care for us like this, that he will communicate with us and give us such detailed information, because he loves us. So I will add the link to that prophecy in the description bar, and I encourage you to check it out. Aside from that, this ministry is a call to true Israel and the End Times Church. It is time for harvest. The Lord Jesus Christ is sounding the trumpet, and only the fruitful will make it. I am here. I have been sent by the Lord Jesus Christ to sound the trumpet, to sound the trumpet, to sound the trumpet to his people, true Israel and the End Times Church. We are at the time of harvest. Only the fruitful will make it. If you are not bearing fruit, you are in trouble. Listen. If you have no fruit to show the Lord, you are in big trouble. Because John 15 talks about what is done to unfruitful branches. They are cut off, they wither, and then they are thrown into the fire. And I know a place that has fire, don't you? The Lord talks about it quite a lot. That place is called hell. And then, sometime in eternity, that hell is thrown into another place. And this place actually has fire in its name. It is called the Lake of Fire, where people drink lava, are burned by hot rocks with no water and no comfort in eternity. You see, if there is no fruit, that's where you're going, my friend. That is where you're going. If you think what I'm saying is not accurate, go and read John 15 and read for yourself what the Lord Jesus Christ was telling not unbelievers, not heathens. He was talking to his disciples in the intimacy of a conversation with his friends. He called him his friends. And he told them that this is what happens when the time for harvest arrives and the branches are not fruitful. They are cut off, they wither, and then they are burned, thrown into the fire. And when I talk here about a call to true Israel, I'm talking about the real Israelites. I am not talking about the ones who are currently in the land of Israel with that flag, that satanic flag with the demonic witchcraft sign on it, calling themselves Jews when they are not. Actually, the Lord has a name for them in the Bible. If you go to Revelation 2 verse 9 and Revelation 3 verse 9, the Lord calls them they who claim to be Jews but are not, the synagogue of Satan. They are devil worshippers, satanic people, evil, filthy people. And the Lord also mentions them in quite a few prophecies. So if you go and you type into the search bar in thefruitfactory.co. Type in there the Yahudim, that's how he calls them, or type in there fake Jews or synagogue of Satan. You will see the prophecies where they are directly mentioned. So it's not to them. This is not for them, even though it concerns them, because they are vacating that land so that true Israel can move in. The time for that is coming. And those are just part of the things that this ministry is about. So will it concern them? Probably, because they need to go. And the Lord has stated that he will destroy them until the very last of them because of how evil they are. And the world will know how evil they are. So, now I'm just going to go into the prophecy itself. This is part two of the dreams that I received from the Lord about the lies that we live, the lies that make up this earth that we live in. And it's going to be, or it is actually, a series called The Great Deception. This is part two of The Great Deception. The first part was The Beautiful Men of America and Alien Transsexual Surgery. Yes, you heard that right. Alien Transsexual Surgery. It was touching on the very popular stars who are men but are passing as women, and the Lord exposed how that is possible and undetected by the public. And the visions that I received, this was on August 18th, on this particular topic. The first part was published in the title that I just told you about. And now, this part will be published right now, or will be recorded at the moment. I was not asleep when I received these visions. I just had my eyes closed. This is one of the many ways that the Lord gives me prophecies through visions and dreams. In this state, I am fully awake. And I close my eyes and I see things. And then he speaks to me. And then sometime, depending on the type of information that I'm getting, I can just sit through the entire visions. Or I can stop midway and record, especially when it is a very long series of visions or series of dreams. And so this part is titled Industrial Misinformation and Human Clones. Please forgive me if I stop occasionally. I am a bit tired. This was a long day, but I do want to publish this today. So we will power through it. May the Holy Spirit be my helper in the name of Jesus. Amen. Industrial misinformation and human clones. I saw a man, a judge, sitting on a bench. This man in the vision was the Lord. I was positioned in a way that I was looking over his shoulder and could see what he was doing on his desk. He had two stamps in front of him, one that said fake in red and the other that said true in green. Then I saw that there was a large pile of paper reaching the ceiling on his desk. And he would take a piece of paper, stamp on it, whether it was fake or true, and put it aside. So he began that exercise of stamping the papers one after the other. Then I saw a large board with a row of thousands of papers that were hung on a thread. And that thread was scrolling horizontally like a continuous conveyor belt. It was on a rope and the pieces of papers were hanging on it. Do you see how people traditionally hung clothes on ropes to dry them? This is how these papers were hanging on this rope. This rope did not have a beginning or an end, just a continuous flow from left to right, just flowing, the papers flowing from left to right. And so I was watching this image. And what was striking to me is that on each of these papers, the stamp, fake or true, were in bold at the middle of the paper. So when I was looking at flow like that, I could see which papers are fake, had fake on it, and which had true on it. And what was striking to me is that for every about 500 fake papers, there were two true. So I would see a flow because it was a fast flow too. So it would flow 500 fake. And then I would see it would slow down and I would see two, like one, true, two, true. And then fake. And then it would slow down. One, two. It was shocking. So I was watching this vision and I was thinking, seriously, for every 500 fakes, there are two true? What? I was baffled by what I was saying. I knew that there were lies in this world, but this was next level. And then I heard the sound. So whilst I was watching this happening, I heard the loud sound of a gavel. Bam! You see this gavel, the things that judges hit on the table, like pop, when there is a sort of verdict or an adjournment or something like that. But this sound was so decisive. It was so final. It was a sound to say the verdict is in and this case is closed. Then I saw the papers that had fake stamped on them, packed together and put into these giant shredding machines. When I say giant, I mean these machines could shred 1,000 papers at a time. So it was just collected. Imagine a room full of giant machines that can shred 1,000 papers at a time. But the room is maxed out because of how much paper there is to shred. This is how many lies we live in. Lies. Lies. So these papers were getting shredded in these massive shredding machines, and the shredding machines were working at maximum capacity, and still the papers would not, it would not come to an end. And here, as I was watching this shredding process, I heard the Lord say the following. He said, they manufacture information. Everything is fake. You are being lied to every moment of the day. There is not one true thing. These celebrities you worship, they have at least 2 to 3 body doubles. You see one of them on the red carpet, and you are looking at another person later in the evening when they receive the Oscar. The celebrity is not there. You see one of them at a fan event, but you're looking at another on social media. These are two different people. You are being deceived. You are drinking lies and you are living in lies. And for the celebrities who are actually very, very famous, There are at least 6 or 7 versions of them. The ones that you see on stage, sometimes they are swapped midway through the concert. One person begins the concert, another one finishes it. Everything is fake. They have laboratories where they produce and generate content, videos, and photos. It is an entire industry. As the Lord was saying the last paragraph about the laboratories that produce and generate videos, photos, I had a vision of people sitting in front of large screens. They had at least 4 or 5 screens in front of them per person. And they all lined up. They were all lined up like in a factory. The Lord put me in this room and I could see what each of them was working on. Some of them were working on pieces of videos, others on pieces of photos. All of them were working on different pieces of content and they were creating news. Creating. They were manufacturing the news as we know it. As we watch it on TV, as we watch it on the CNNs and the Fox News and the Euronews and these places, these channels that show us the news. I haven't watched the news since at least 2017. I'm not kidding. I get my information from the Lord. If he doesn't tell me that I need to go and look this up, I need to go and look that up. I am not polluting my mind with that filth. So, I am watching these people fabricating the news. They were generating the news on their computers. They were creating an AI and computer-generated version of your favorite news anchor giving the news. They were writing down the text that must be spoken and then transforming this text into a video. And this is the video that you are going to be watching later today, thinking that your normal news anchor is the one giving the news. But it is not. Listen, you see how, I don't even know what to say. I don't know how to explain this. Exactly the way you turn on CNN, because I know everyone knows CNN. So let's take CNN. You turn on CNN. There is the CNN thing, the CNN bar, and the CNN guy is like, yes, I'm joining you from I don't know where. These are the news of the day. And then he speaks and it cuts. And then you have a reportage of what is going on. And then he comes back and then he introduces the next section. The whole thing. No cameras. No person. There was not a studio nearby where this was getting filmed. And then they were just maybe altering the footage. They were making the footage up from scratch. They were making it. Listen. God, have mercy. Have mercy on us. I know. Thank God. I thank the Lord that I got out of that news thing. Because I cannot imagine if I actually consider the news as my source of information. I don't consider the news as my source of information. But this is shocking. I find this so extremely absurd. It is absurd. How can you just fabricate? So they have a calendar for the news. They have an agenda for the news that they decide way in advance. So the news you're watching is not live. The part that seems like it is live, it is a comedy. It is a stage. They stage stuff to make it look legit, but the news listen. So this is what the Lord said. He said, they have been doing it for years. It has been years since the news has been AI free. And then I saw images and videos and scenes of explosions, bombs being blown up at different locations. And then the Lord said, even the wars that are going on right now, it is not how you think. You think that a certain place is getting bombed, but the place that is actually getting bombed is not being reported in the news. And the places that are indeed not getting bombed are the ones being reported. It is fabricated. A big part of what you are watching is not true. This is AI-generated content. They do this because they have to create conflict in a specific way. They are orchestrating a world war, and it will work because I will allow it. You live in a fantasy. You live in a fictional world. If you come to me in prayer, I will show you the truth. This is where the Lord's statement ended. And then I was brought back into that room where people were working on fake videos and photos on an industrial scale. And out of that room, my view is zoomed out in a way that now I am outside the building and it is as if I am a drone, right? And I can see the surrounding. And this building looks like a big luxury hotel. You know those huge hotels like the Hyatts and the Hilton's hotels or these massive luxury resorts. This is how it looks. And it is in such a massive building that that all of this was happening. And the entire building was full of these people. Imagine the amount, the labor that goes on there. And another aspect that I found interesting was that these buildings were at the border of the sea. It was right at the beach. And it was a very safe, remote location. So my view became, I became this drone-like view that I had now, made me go around the building in the 360 degrees fashion. So I was spinning kind of around the building. And I heard the Lord's voice repeating, march, march, march. And at first, the first march, I was like, what is march? Where should I go? And the second march, and then it's gradually in my spirit. By the third march, I understood in my spirit that this is the name of this building. And the Lord said, they have such buildings all over the world, but primarily in the US, Europe, and the Middle East. Information manufacturing centers, they are run by alien systems. Then I was brought back into the inside the editing room where a young man was creating a video. My view was as if I was standing behind him. Imagine someone standing in front of a computer and you are just standing behind him looking at the computers. So I was standing behind him as he worked on his 4 to 5 computer screens. He was creating a video of the weather, like a weather report video, and he was putting the pieces together. I saw him put the weatherman there and then program the weatherman to speak and give information about the weather. He was fabricating this whole weather news from scratch. From scratch. Listen. And then the Lord said, they put it here, close to the beach, because these people live here, so they need to get out from time to time to get some fresh air. And this is the system that has been created to keep them alive. They cannot go anywhere. They have chips inside of them that control them. Some of them are not even human. They are clones. They look human, but they are not. And so this is free labor, perpetual labor for these people. They only sit there and work and operate these systems. They don't need to be paid a salary. They have no rights. They have no soul. Clones. They are an abomination to the Lord. And this is where the dreams for this prophecy ended. When I tell you, I woke up between this, the second part and the first part. I woke up from those visions and I was like, what did I just watch? Father, this is true. And then this word kept repeating. The great deception. The great deception. This is what was just brought up in my spirit. And that's when I decided to name this series, The Great Deception. Because this word, The Great Deception, I had received it in my spirit before. And sometimes the Lord does, he will just speak something. Or he will just put something in your spirit. Make you see a word. And then it disappears. And then it comes back 2 weeks later. And this great deception thing was like that. And before he started showing me these things, he warned me. He actually warned me. He said, I'm going to be sharing with you now things that will seem impossible, implausible, that will seem out of reach, that will seem just mad, but they are true. And I need you to believe that they are true, because only the truth will set you free, my daughter. And I said, okay, Dad. Okay, Father. Okay, my Lord. Let's rock this boat. We are in this already, so let's do it. So you're hearing this. I know you're thinking, how is it possible? I don't know if they extend this to political rallies. I am sure there is a version. There are versions of these political rallies over which people lose their minds on the internet. One is not even real. AI generated. Both Republican, Democratic, the ones in Germany, because the Lord said it is Europe, America, the Middle East. So you can imagine what this entails. The celebrities that you worship, it's not even them half the time. My goodness, it's not even them half the time. It is, I don't know if I would call them clones. It is body doubles. The Lord said they are body doubles. So there may be 7 versions of Beyonce out there. And you see the real Beyonce only here and there. And it's not surprising what these people have to do. The satanic stuff they have to endure all the time. It's not surprising that they need doubles, because they're always booked at different functions here and there, traveling around and stuff like that. They cannot sustain and withstand that whilst being full-time sorcerers and witches. Doing witchcraft takes time. So, listen, I have not gone to dig into it. I have not looked up to try and find proof and all of that. I am just delivering this to you the way that the Lord delivered it to me. He delivered it to me, and I believe it, because it comes from the Almighty God. He sees things that are done in the dark. And he's put me here to proclaim those things, bring it to the light, according to his word in Matthew 10, that what I whisper in your ear, go and scream and shout it on the rooftops. So I am shouting it on the rooftops. This is what is happening. Half the things you watch on social media from these big mega corporations, media corporations, probably AI generated. And one thing that you must understand is that When something is accessible to the public, it has already existed for these satanic people, for the deep state, these people who run the world. They have had that technology for decades. And then they release it little by little. They will keep it a secret for decades before releasing tiny versions of that to the public to start preparing and programming the public for what is coming. And then they will act as if there is a new update. Oh, there is a new update. My phone actually told me today, there is a new update. Update, there are bug fixes and whatnot. Whilst today, I am sure, I am certain that the version of the phone that I am using right now, the version that will be put out in 2035 is probably already somewhere ready. Maybe the founder, those people who work behind the scenes, the satanic agents of Apple, they probably already use that version in their world out there. They probably already do. And we are here and we are being fed this stuff. Meanwhile, these people, they prepare their things decades, centuries in advance, millennia in advance. We are dealing with Satan here. He does not. He is an eternal being. The way God is eternal, the way you and I, our spirits, our souls are eternal. Just that we are in this dimension where there is a beginning and an end. There in the spirit realm, there is no beginning and end. It is just eternity. So imagine the kind of things they've been working on. Imagine the kind of things, the aliens who existed before the foundation of this earth. No, before man was brought on this earth. Imagine. If you can grasp that, then this is not surprising at all. That we're dealing with beings who were here before, who were cast out, but are returning. They are coming back. They are already here. They are not even coming back. They are already here, but they will get out of their closet soon. But they are already here. So, listen. And then, just when I was writing this dream out, transcribing it to publish it on the blog on thefruitfactory.co, the Lord asked me to share with you a short vision that I had this morning, August 24th, 2024. And he said that it was for this prophecy that he gave me that vision, because he knows how people will react. And he wants you all to know what will happen to you if you try to discredit the words he has put in my mouth to proclaim, if you reject him and try to abuse me. The dream was short. I saw myself walking on the path and talking to the Lord, when suddenly a group of people appeared ahead of me. It was a large crowd, and they were all screaming insults at me, being outraged and very agitated. They were throwing their hands at me, clapping their hands at me as they screamed these insults. I was very calm. I kept walking and speaking to the Lord, and then the earth suddenly opened from under them, and they fell into that opening. The earth essentially swallowed them and then closed back up. In a second, just like that, they were all gone. And I continued walking and talking to the Lord on the same path and at the same pace, not stopping nor being interrupted once. This is where all the visions for this prophecy end. And the banner scripture that the Lord gave me was Joshua 12. He said the following, "Thus says the Lord, read about the land that I gave to the Israelites in Joshua 12. The land, that land and more will be returned to the true Israelites of today. Only those who are fruitful will see the shores of that land. I have sent Elvira to be my messenger to you, to you all, to give you the information you will need to produce that good fruit. She is here for your good. For her herself, she's already qualified. But this work is from me to you through her. Read that chapter, meditate on it, and ask yourselves the sacrifice Moses and Joshua had to endure to be able to capture that land. If the people had not listened to my messengers in that time, they would not have conquered the land. So if you fail to recognize my voice, if I see you hurling insults at my words that I have put in Elvira's mouth to proclaim, you will only realize when it is too late that you have transitioned and are standing in front of me in the afterlife to give an account. I am not saying this lightly. The time for jokes and foolishness is over. It is time for harvest now, and most of you have no fruit to show for. There is nothing you have done of significance that gives you any authority whatsoever to speak, to talk to me or my messenger. You do not have the right to talk back. And if you do, remember what will happen to you from the visions you have just heard. Those of you who are bearing fruit and who are on the field, ready to be harvested, will know my voice and recognize it. Just focus on continuing to focus on your relationship with me and on bearing better and richer fruit. I am capable of removing an entire clan from the surface of the earth, a clan within Israel, not out there in the world, but within Israel, if they pollute and defile my people and disrespect my statute. I have done it before, and I can do it again. You cannot look at people who are living sacrificial lives for your sake and despise them. I will not allow it. Go and read the prophecy, A Treacherous Nation, on the fruit factory, my fruit factory. And you will know that I am not saying these words lightly. I will not allow your hardened and wicked hearts to defile my messenger and my prophecies. Know for a fact that everything that comes out of my mouth and is published in the food factory will surely come to pass. This place is for you. You are good. Despise it if you want. But do not open your mouth to insult me as I speak on this platform. May he who has ears hear. The Lord is speaking here about the prophecy. The Lord is speaking here in this prophecy about Ashan's family that was destroyed because of their unfaithfulness to God during the battles the Israelites had to possess the promised land. You can read more about it in Joshua 7. I'm going to be adding the link to The Treacherous Nation, which is a prophecy that the Lord mentioned in his statement. I will add that in the description bar. And all I can say is that we serve a great, mighty God. And I always say this to people. If there is one person you do not want, if there is one person you do not want as your enemy, it is God Almighty. And he has been quite adamant in many prophecies now. I don't even think that there is one, maybe a few, where he has not made this specific statement, given this specific warning. And I know that he is very serious about this, because the work that is coming, the return of Israel, the regathering, and the second exodus of Israel is going to be a very daunting task. And if the people themselves are not grounded, are not ready, they will be cut off. Because this thing, the Lord will not allow anyone to come in the way of the fulfillment of his word. If you are being an obstacle to it, you will regret it. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. This is the testimony of Jesus Christ. He is all-knowing, omnipresent, and omnipotent. He sees all that is done in darkness. And this ministry is here to expose the works of darkness to the light, so that we may be able to live as Christ lived, in the truth. My name is Elvira, and I thank you for tuning into this broadcast of the prophecy of the Lord. I do hope that you are going to take heed of his warning, and that you're going to be sharing this with as many people as you can, so that the word of God and the truth, the revelation of the things, the deception, the great deception that we are living in this world, will be revealed, will be exposed. And for all of these things, it is only a matter of time for it to come out. It will come out. Mark my words. The truth will not remain buried. The Lord, you remember the previous papers, the shredding? He's going to shred those lies. He's going to grind it to dust. And the world will know that, first of all, there is a God who created the heavens and the earth. And second of all, that that God still speaks through the mouth of men that he calls his prophets in this world, on this earth. I will add all of the information in the description bar. And I thank you for listening. Until next time.